Planet Solance, Season 1. Episode 16, The Boss, Balance Obstructive Satan's Soul. The colonies in Planet Solance are destroyed, with souls running around, helter and skelter. A dark army of demons are devouring everything in their way. The defenders of Planet Solance are seen fighting back, but being captured by a gigantic demonic figure through his thick, skull-headed staff.
Destroy everything that comes in your way. Capture every single soul that you see. I need more slaves.
You shall not succeed in your evil attempts until I am at guard.
Then you too shall perish.
The demonic figure points his staff towards Mahesh and shoots a huge ball of light towards him. Mahesh fires back a ball of light from his staff and neutralizes the hostile ball. The combat continues until Mahesh gets hit and falls on the ground. The demonic figure points his staff at Mahesh and absorbs him into it.
Whoa!
Mahesh opens his eyes with terrified looks. It seemed like a nightmare, rather a premonition, that Mahesh had witnessed during meditation. He quickly takes his staff and points it to a wall, shooting a beam of white light, while he shuts his eyes and calls out for Dakshini.
Dakshini, we need to talk.
Dakshini senses Mahesh summoning her through telepathy and moves to a room. She shuts her eyes and shoots a similar beam from her forehead to the wall.
I hear you, Mahesh. What is it that's bothering you?
They both open their eyes and greet each other on their walls.
Dakshini, our worst fear seems to manifest.
Dakshini's face turns serious and tensed.
You mean his back?
Not really, but I saw him. He shall be awakened any time by his followers, maybe soon.
But what about Amar? Is he prepared yet? He is the only hope that we have. Besides, he hasn't even settled down yet.
Yes. That's what actually worrying me. The dark forces have revealed his adobe and are preparing for his rescue.
We need to hurry. Perhaps we can at least stop them from awakening him, shouldn't we?
That won't be easy, Dakshini. We need to descend on planet Earth for that, and we cannot afford to lose our forces to those dark warriors. We need to build a strategy, and at the most, can only raise hurdles on their way by summoning Mother Nature for help.
But what about Lord Vital? Can't he stop them? He is the most powerful among all of us, isn't he?
Lord Vital needs to reserve his strength and energy for a larger warfare. He is well aware that the awakening can only be paused and delayed, but cannot be stopped.
So, what do you suggest? We at least need to awaken the Keymaster.
I agree with you. It's a high time, and we need to make Amar realize his true identity. I am off to meet him. In the meantime, go ahead and inform the defenders of Planet Solance to prepare for the war.
Kshini nods in agreement and disappears from the wall. Mahesh waves his staff and teleports to Albert and Tina's residence. Back at their residence, Albert and Tina are explaining Amar the techniques of building a strong and efficient residence when Mahesh interrupts them.
Albert, Tina, open the door.
Albert lets Mahesh in.
What's the matter, Mahesh? You look so worried. Is everything fine?
How long will it take for Amar to build his house?
He is almost done with his lessons on architecture.
Fine. I want his house up as fast as it can be.
What happened, Mahesh? Why are you turning so hyper? Something, surely, seems to be.
I saw him. He will be back, for more slaves.
Albert and Tina freeze with horror.
When? How? I believe. Lord Vital had locked him deep within the ground of the dark forests on Earth where even beasts don't dare to wander.
He is, and is still, there. But his followers have discovered his adobe and are preparing for his rescue.
Amar was both confused and worried hearing the conversations.
Who is this he? And what is he after?
He is the boss.
Whose boss?
He is a demon, Amar. The one who is responsible for obstructing the balance and harmony of Earth and also the universe.
And once he awakens, he shall target planet Solance for more slaves.
That is why he is called the boss. The balance obstructive. Satan's soul.